Good morning. Boston police investigating the Marathon bombings have cancelled a media conference due to be held about now. It's the latest twist in a number of developments overnight. It's believed a suspect has been identified on security camera footage taken from a department store. President Barack Obama's campaign to curb gun violence has been dealt a severe blow, as Virginia mentioned. The US Senate has just rejected a plan to increase background checks on people who buy firearms. The proposal was just 6 votes short of the hurdle needed to clear the Senate. Other measures, including a ban on rapid-fire assault weapons, are also now expected to fail. That's despite emotional pleas from the families of the Newtown massacre victims who took their campaign all the way to Washington. New Zealand has become the first Asia-Pacific country to legalise same-sex marriage. An amendment to the 1955 Marriage Act has been overwhelmingly approved, 77 votes to 44. Hundreds of gay rights advocates celebrated outside Parliament, calling it a milestone for equality. Britain has bid farewell to its Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher. More than 2,000 guests, led by the Queen, have attended a service in St Paul's Cathedral in London. At her personal request, there were no eulogies, just a short tribute from the Bishop of London. Earlier, the funeral procession passed by Downing Street, her home as Prime Minister for 11 years.